Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m.
So excited to interview Lauren Waddell, an amazing woman. I wish that we had a couple of hours to capture all of her thoughts, but we're here and have 30 minutes. So we're excited to be able to introduce you to Lauren Waddell. So Lauren, would you please share if you were getting on an elevator and you were talking to someone to share a little bit about what you do? Could you do that for us right now?
Sure, Susan. I am a family law attorney, and I help clients that are dealing with a family law crisis in the legal system. And so it brings me much joy to walk clients through that legal process and resolve that matter so they can move on with their lives.
Too bad that won't fit on a business card. That's great. Great strategy. Maybe you need a little recording that you could play back. If you know you had a chance to do something differently, if when you look back at your career, is there anything that you would do differently?
I wouldn't do anything differently. Every career move that I've made has been a growing experience for me, and I wouldn't change any part of my career path because I've gained knowledge from every step along the way.
Well, I heard a word there about career path. What about in your personal life? Is there something that you would change and do differently?
Well, it's funny because I'm a divorce lawyer and I am currently married to husband number two. I think I definitely grew from my first marriage. But if you could go back in time and make a different situation, a different decision, I probably wouldn't marry my first husband. But I do think that brings an interesting perspective for me as a divorce lawyer, because I've been divorced and I understand how it feels. And I think it makes me a better lawyer. So I don't think I would change it for that respect. But personally, I might have made a different decision. So.
Well, that's great. You know, when you can use your personal experience to be able to help someone. So that's great. Great answer. Great answer. And I know we've all had people that have influenced us, you know, from as long back as we can remember. So, but please share with us any mentor or sponsor that you had in your life that really influenced your career. And then also we would love to hear about your mom and dad and how they influenced you.
So who comes to mind is a very special lady, my law professor, Judge Lita Parks. In my third year of law school, I took a course called Family Law Advocacy, and I absolutely loved that class, a part of which was participating in a mock trial for a custody case in Judge Park's courtroom. And as you can imagine, for a young law student, that was quite the experience. And Judge Parks, not only was she a great professor, but she also helped me find my first job, which is critical to launch a career. And she also served as a sounding board for me during my early years as a practicing attorney. So I cherish my relationship with Judge Parks. As for my parents, my mom was a social worker and my father was a banker, businessman. So I believe I have taken kind of a blending of their two career paths into my career path, which is a businesswoman with a caring heart, which I think is a good mix of both of my parents' careers.
Oh, I love that. It's amazing how our childhood shapes us for the women that we are today. So that's great.
It does.
If we were here and had an hour, I think that we would probably could talk about your volunteer experience and everything that you're passionate about. But please share with us why you volunteer in the community and how it's really helped you personally and in your career.
Yeah. I volunteer for organizations that support objectives that I'm passionate about, which in turn, volunteering for such organizations brings me great joy. Supporting the advancement of women has been a long-term commitment for me and been a focus for me in my volunteering. I have in the past served on the Houston Association of Women Attorneys, which is the Houston Women's Bar Association in town. And I am currently serving on the Baylor Women's Council, which is an organization that funds scholarships for Houston area students to attend Baylor University, which is my alma mater. And currently, I have really, really enjoyed being on the board of the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce, which we all know supports the advancement of women and young girls. Growing up, I competed in Arabian horse competitions, and I love supporting children who love horses and ride horses. And I have for many years served on the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo Youth Horse Show Committee. And I feel like that's a way to pay it forward for all the fun and joy I had as a child riding and giving that to the youth of today. Also, the beauty of visual arts and performing arts inspire me. And so I have spent time meeting local artists, collecting local artist work, and serving on the board currently for the Orange Show Center for Visionary Arts, which is an amazing arts organization here in Houston.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that you mentioned the chamber and that we know that you're passionate about it. You've been an invaluable volunteer in everything that you've helped us with. So, and I know, too, we talk a little bit about your volunteer efforts, but what about in your career? What accomplishments are you really proud of that you would love to have, you know, written on a t-shirt? Can you share some of those with us?
Well, my entire career, so this is my 20th year of practicing family law. So my entire career has been committed to serving family law clients. And I'm very proud of being board certified as a family law attorney here in the state of Texas, which is you have to meet certain requirements. You have to pass a test and you're peer reviewed. So I think that's a very important credential that I'm proud of. I'm also very proud of being in the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, which is a national organization that is also peer reviewed. And really, I believe the best of the best lawyers in our nation are fellows of the Academy. So I'm very, very proud of that accolade and membership. And I also was honored, a career honor that was really, really special to me was when the Association of Women Attorneys honored me several years ago as a premier woman in law. And I was the only solo practitioner honored that year. It was a trailblazer, was the theme, trailblazers. And, you know, I didn't really think of myself as a trailblazer, but I'm honored that that others believe that I'm a trailblazer. And I think really the time and energy that I put into mentoring, especially at that time, young women attorneys, I loved to be honored at that particular event. So I guess I don't know about a t-shirt, if that'll all go on a t-shirt, but those are some of the special credentials and honors that I've been given in my career.
Love it. That's wonderful. And I know you give advice for a living, but we're going to ask you to share some advice on a different note. So if you were sitting across the room from a woman that was, or two women that were either re-entering the workforce or one that was just joining the workforce, what advice would you give them and would it be different?
Nothing can replace hard work. Women often have to work twice as hard as men to reach the same level of success. Success isn't given, it's earned. And so my advice to a woman entering or re-entering the workforce would be authentic, work hard, and success will follow.
Love it. I think that could go on a t-shirt, couldn't it?
Maybe a coffee cup, I don't know.
Yes. So in our second chapter of our lives, maybe we'll be in retail. And also, I know I especially at my age think about, well, gosh, what you want your legacy to be. But I'm hoping that women of all ages, especially young women like you, are thinking about, you know, how they want to be remembered and what they want their legacy to be. Could you share with us what your thoughts are now? And I'd love to come back in 10 years and to see if it's changed.
I hope my legacy is joy. And I say that I hope the people that I meet, whether it's professionally or personally, are happier and that their life is more joyful because of the time that we spent together and the experience that we had together. Hopefully, you know, my clients are not difficult, difficult times, but I hope that I'm a light in those times. And then when they come back and remember me, that it is one of joy.
I think you can check that box. So I think you need to think of a different word now to work on. So. that's great. And speaking of words, we would love for you to share what is the one word that best describes you as a breakthrough woman?
One word to describe me, I believe, would be passionate. I am passionate about the work that I do in my profession. I am honored to walk beside my clients in one of the most difficult times of their lives. I am passionate about my family and my friends. I'm passionate about the causes that I volunteer and work with. So passionate would be my choice for my word as a breakthrough woman.
Let's talk a little bit about choosing the man to spend your life with. I know talking to my grandchildren and friends, anybody that I know are really just starting dating, attributes I really think are important. But especially I think that in the field that you're in, you can really elaborate on that. So share a little bit about what you think are the most important things to look about in a mate, whether it be a man or a woman.
Well, there is no magic formula to know if a relationship will work, because I've been asked that a lot of, like, how long should we date and how, you know. But I do think, and we evolve as people, right? But common interests and common, moral code and I think background, you know, our family origin has a lot to do with the people that we are. And so I would say pay attention to your love's family. And not that that's the end all be all, but I think that contributes to the human being that they are today. But there is no magic formula to know if a relationship is going to succeed. And we know that there's a high rate of divorce and our society. And sometimes it takes more than once to get it right. I'm a living example of that. But I think looking for someone that has your same values is a huge quality in a forever mate.
You know, one of the things that I think is important that I've seen in all my years is to see how a man treats his mother or how he feels about his mother, I think is a great view, of them. And I guess you could say that about women too, you know, so
absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a great thermometer there. So, if you had the opportunity to sit in front of anyone in the world that's dead or alive, who would that be? Who would you want to have?
Yes. The one person that I'd want to speak to would be Jesus Christ. I am a Christian and I hopefully will get to talk to him someday. But if I could talk to him right now, I would absolutely love that opportunity. I think he's absolutely the most amazing human being that's ever walked this planet. And the complications of the Trinity and all that fascinate me. But the one person that has all the answers would be Jesus. And so that would be my choice.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.